let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young, and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, with the smoke so thick them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like they just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there. I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee has issued a subpoena to Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted associate of Jeffrey Epstein, for a deposition to occur next month at the Florida Federal Correctional Institution, where she is behind bars. Sources familiar with the matter also tell ABC News that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will meet with Maxwell today at the prison. And another development.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that Attorney General Pam Bondi and her deputy Todd Blanche informed President Trump in May that his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. They reportedly told Trump they did not plan to release the files, saying they contain child pornography and personal information about the victims. According to the Journal, the president said he would defer to their decision.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, one of two doctors who treated actor Matthew Perry with ketamine, has changed his guilty plea. He says he is profoundly remorseful for the treatment decisions he made. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comro Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. August down 46 to 1711. September down 64 to 1741. October down 44 to 1803. November down 27 at 1823. Meanwhile, cheese markets were steady once again. Barrels at 166. 40-pound blocks at 164 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 5 3/4 to 242. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 1/4 to 128. Four trades on the day. Dry way down 1 to 53.75. No trades on the day. Triple digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets once again yesterday. Traders were excited to hear about the trade deal that President Trump worked out with Japan, as it could open up more opportunities for beef exports. Also, the other big part of the market, the lower beef supply, also continuing to contribute to the run-up in prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, were higher in the nearby months. Pork demand was higher, and so that helped with the nearby contracts, but deferreds continued to move lower. August live cattle up 205 to 227.02. August feeder cattle up 325 to 331.52. August hogs up 72 cents to 108.47. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower on the day. Corn and beans moved up mostly lower due to the weather forecast beginning to moderate from the earlier hotter forecast, and that has some of that weather premium coming back out of the market, while wheat markets were mostly lower as the market failed to consolidate above the nearby resistance levels. Also, some strength in the dollar pressured prices. New crop corn down a half to 417.5. New crop beans down 2.75 to 10.22.75. September wheat down 9 to 540.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alsivia Durand. Cash corn 359, August 362, new crop 358. Cash beans 921, August 926, new crop 928. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 382.5, August 376.5, September 374.5, new crop 367.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 386, August 384, new crop 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 367. Cash beans 935, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 363, new crop 367. Cash beans 918, new crop 938. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 380, August 380, September 373, new crop 374. Cash beans 968, August 968, September 949, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 361, new crop 364. Cash beans at 956, new crop also at 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 217, market cows 115 to 159, bulls 154 to 200, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 236 to 560, Holstein steers 142 to 420, sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, and bucks 370 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 220, fed lambs 219 to 231, and ewes 90 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm. High. You know, you can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood. Heck, even the whole town. And all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Radio Country, 1430 AM. And 107.3 FM.
I came in as the sun came up. She glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." A headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story. My story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, and darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness, and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story. You approve it. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he'd hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
questions to alibis. Is it just my imagination, or has her love turned into lies? There's a stranger in my house, somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away. A stranger in my house, somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away. A stranger in my house, somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ronnie Millsap, Strangers in My House, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have a temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning, and it looks like we could see another chance of storms as well today. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up. Next hour in our newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with a longtime friend of mine, Kevin Hoyer. He's an agronomist at Melrose Farm Supply, down in the Melrose, Sparta areas, and Kevin has come across armyworm. And so we're going to talk with Kevin a little bit about that here coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Specialty crop growers need the rest of the farm bill next. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
With all of the challenges agriculture is facing, Congress recently provided at least some help of the farmers and ranchers had been hoping for. Cam Quarles, CEO at the National Potato Council, says, yes, we're still waiting for a new farm bill, but the recently passed budget reconciliation bill will help.
In terms of this reconciliation bill, there were some really significant enhancements for specialty crops that normally would be in a farm bill, but the House and Senate Ag Committees figured out a way to shoehorn those into this big tax bill, this reconciliation bill.
He says that's relieving some of the pressures.
With those farm bill programs combined with the MASC programs, the amount of support that the federal government has provided here for the U.S. family farms engaged in fruit and vegetable production has been tremendous.
Parts of the farm bill, Corliss says, have now been taken care of.
parts of it were handled through this reconciliation bill. Other parts of it, they are hoping to get to the rest of the farm bill here over the fall time.
But as we've seen in the past, Quarles says getting a finished farm bill won't be easy. The moderates, Quarles says, will really need to step in and say, enough.
It's really the folks in the middle are the ones who always deliver the farm bill. It's anybody's guess as to where that bipartisanship is going to come from in a very contentious Congress. But I think the leaders of the ag committees are going to give it their best shot here when we get back from the August recess.
Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council, talking about what's needed in the rest of the farm bill that would hopefully be passed this year. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thundershower, mid-60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm. High, you know, you can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood. Heck, even the whole town. And all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run.
'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Daryl Singletary, too much fun here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning. Marathon County chapter of Wisconsin Farmers Union is inviting farmers to a flax harvest celebration and conversation about sustainable fiber systems. This is going to be on August 2nd at the Red Door Family Farm in Athens. Well, the event will shine a spotlight on local flax production, explore the growing interest in domestic flax sources, and offer a discussion on what it means to cultivate sustainable fiber, i.e. flax, here in the United States. This will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., again, at the Red Door Family Farm on Highway 97 in Athens. Now, if you'd like more information, you can just visit the Wisconsin Farmers Union's website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates.
Now, analysts have warned that the 50% tariff on Brazilian beef could push U.S. ground beef prices higher, since most Brazilian imports are lean trim used in blending. However, several U.S. cattle groups have urged action like this for years, and I expect we'll see the value of retired cows and bulls skyrocket, as that's the type of lean beef we'll be needing here at home. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PureCab, chemical cab and air filters for every tractor. Find yours at purecab.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy, because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. My friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. But then I heard our song and I danced along. But it felt all wrong, 'cause she was sweet. She let me lead, she never took her ever loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you had done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took to done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me?
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Till I discovered
Of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board has announced a partnership with the Wisconsin FFA and the FFA State Officer Team. Now, through the generous support of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, each FFA officer will receive a utility cart to use as they travel around the state promoting FFA. Additionally, each officer will be traveling in style as their vehicles will prominently feature the Wisconsin Corn logo. Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board is asking everyone to watch for the promotion of Unleaded 88 as the officer team travels to locations around the state. Milk production in the 24 major milk-producing states in June totaled 18.5 billion pounds, up 3.4% from June of 2024. May revised production at 19.3 billion pounds was up 2.4% from May of 2024. The May revision represented an increase of 136 million pounds, or 0.7% from last month's preliminary production estimate. Production per cow in the 24 major states averaged 2,045 pounds for June. That was 33 pounds above June of 2024. The number of milk cows in the 24 major states was 9.03 million head, 151,000 head more than in June of 2024, and 3,000 head more than in May of 2025. Milk production in the U.S. during the April through June quarter totaled 58.7 billion pounds, up 2.4% from the April to June quarter of 2024. And the number of milk cows in the U.S. during the quarter averaged 9.46 million head, 56,000 head more than the January-March quarter, and 127,000 head more than the same period last year. President Trump said the U.S. and Japan did reach a deal in which the U.S. will reduce its reciprocal tariff rate in exchange for increased market access for rice and other agricultural products. "We just completed a massive trade deal with Japan," Trump wrote on Truth Social. "Japan will open the country to trade on items like cars, trucks, rice, and other agricultural products." The president also said Japan would invest $550 billion in the U.S. at my discretion, quote unquote. He added that the U.S. would receive 90% of any profits, though he didn't provide any further details. The White House didn't respond to requests for comment, and neither did the Japanese embassy. Agriculture.com says Japan had previously stressed that its government would not sacrifice the country's agriculture sector to secure a deal with the U.S. Trump had initially threatened Japan with a 24% tariff in April. U.S. Wheat Associates is welcoming an agreement of a framework between the U.S. government and the Republic of Indonesia for negotiating an agreement on reciprocal trade. The proposed trade deal is expected to directly benefit U.S. wheat farmers through the removal of Indonesian tariffs on 99% of U.S. products, a reduction in non-tariff barriers, and new purchase commitments for U.S. agricultural products, including wheat. Pat Hoard, an Ohio pork producer and vice president of the National Pork Producers Council, and Holly Cook, NPPC economist, testified before the House Agriculture Committee on the implication of California's Proposition 12 for farmers and food prices. On behalf of the industry, they called on Congress to support Committee Chair G.T. Thompson's efforts to address the severe threat to the U.S. pork industry, including the spiderweb of state regulations that it invites. Hoard said, "Despite producing Proposition 12 compliant pork, I'm here to say Prop 12 and an unmitigated regulatory patchwork threaten our farm. Prop 12, a California ballot initiative, bans the sale of pork that doesn't comply with that state's prescriptive and arbitrary production standards." They explained how widespread adoption of measures like Prop 12 would lead to even more consumers paying higher prices for pork. California prices have already risen 16% for bacon and 41% for pork loins. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm. High, you know, you can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood. Heck, even the whole town. And all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 a.m. at 107.3 FM.
Well, life ain't all that easy. I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive, give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to LA. That's just not my nature, to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Worse off than me, so I just thank the good Lord and ask him, please give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray, and give me one more chance. I learned to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Show me the way and give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. And you're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to senses, come down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining, but but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
There came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be right.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo.